WJTL Seth Schleter counting my blessings. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday, 7:20.
For your weather forecast today, you're going to see a mostly sunny day, high of 76. Tonight, clear, low 57. And winning Wednesday, looking mostly sunny, high of 83. Right now, 60 in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, Regan Learn, is with us. She is the House and Community Connections Coordinator with Mannheim Community Life Group and Home on Ferdinand. Good morning again, Regan.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us all about Mannheim Community Life Group.
All right. So Home on Ferdinand is a 6 to 12 month transitional living program in Mannheim that's designed to provide support for the women and children facing homelessness.
So what has been going on at the Home on Ferdinand lately?
Lots of things have been going on. Lately, we've been having lots of birthdays constantly. Lots of families, all
lots
the birthdays.
Of families. Now, how are the families referred to you? How do you find out about them?
So oftentimes we have caseworkers that know about us from word of mouth, and they'll call us and say they have a client that needs to be housed. If we can't house them, we refer them to somebody else that can, and vice versa. Everybody's kind of working together to create the common goal of housing somebody. So we all have a list of resources.
I love hearing that, and I love that everybody's working mm-hmm. together to try to meet the needs of the folks that you guys are serving. Now, I know you have a lot of folks who are supporting you, volunteering for you. I know you had your event here at the Junction Center earlier this year. Are there some folks that you want to give a shout-out to or thank for their support of what they're doing for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to thank everyone who's given any of their time, prayer, or any type of monetary donations to us. Your support mean the world. Prayer is awesome, and we just really thank every single one of you.
From a volunteer standpoint, what are some of the things that folks do for your organization?
So we just had a group that came in from a church that was mulching.
Nice.
We do lots of child care, which is extremely helpful because we do two types of mandatory events for the women. We do parenting class and nutrition class, and it's parents only. So we definitely need childcare for that, which we get a lot of, which is amazing.
That is amazing. If folks want to sign up, if they want to volunteer, can they visit you online? Is that the best place to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can visit me online, or they can also email me or call, and we will get them hooked up with that.
Well, let's give all that information. MannheimCommunityLifeGroup.org is the place. How about your email? What's the easiest way to get hold of you?
My email is rlearn.mclg@gmail.com.
And the phone number? I got it right here. 717-879-5105 if you want to get in touch with Regan as well. And how about supporting guys financially? Can folks do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. So if they go to our website or subscribe to our newsletter, which is also on our website, we love getting new subscribers. They have a button in multiple different places on the website where they're able to donate.
Awesome. Lots of opportunities to volunteer, to support. How about prayer? How can folks pray for you today?
Yeah, so they can pray for all of the women that are at the house. They're all going through different things that we can't even imagine. And sometimes we know about the stuff. Sometimes they keep it to themselves. So prayer is the best thing that people can do because God knows everything that we don't.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for you to get involved. Visit online, Mannheim Community Life Group. Regan, it was a delight to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Back to the music we go. This is Josh Baldwin and Jen Johnson, Made for More on WJTL. Good morning.